From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It has been quite a week. The president has called Europe a foe, said the prime minister of the UK was wrecking Brexit, and he sided with President Putin over his own intelligence agencies before reversing himself. How does the president's performance on the global stage affect what we might call the U.S. brand, how it's viewed by tourists or potential business partners? Ian Bremmer is founder of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. He's here. Ian, how's Brand America doing right now?
As a brand, I'd say the last week probably hasn't mattered anywhere near as much as all of his anti-immigration talk, all of those things which make foreigners feel unwelcome. Tourism is, of course, down in the United States since President Trump took over, despite the U.S. economy performing very well. International applications to universities in the United States, which, first of all, are full freight because they're paying their way, so it's important for the university's bottom line. But also, these are people who are among the best and brightest, bring American ideas back to their own countries. That hurts, too. So I think that, you know, the long-term damage to the foundations of America's brand strength are impacted more than, you know, sort of the idea that Trump goes to Europe and, you know, sort of annoys the Europeans, and as a consequence, they're going to start suddenly taking cash away from the U.S. Doesn't quite work that way.
Well, okay, if we take the sort of longer-term influence that you referenced, I mean, do you think that could actually affect Americans trying to do business with the rest of the world, American companies?
Yeah, definitely, because if foreigners and foreign governments don't think the Americans can be relied upon, then leaving aside just the issue of tariffs and trade war, you also have the fact that more countries will end up doing more business with China because they're the world's largest economy, and they are certainly saying they're open for business, even if their standards are very different. They're writing very big checks internationally. They're willing to pay a lot of money for the top talent, and over the long term, that obviously makes it a lot harder for U.S. businesses to be considered, sort of the preference for international trade.
Well, one possible example of what you're talking about is the fact that we've seen our allies entering into trade deals between one another, to which the U.S. is not a party. A, is that going to hurt the U.S.? B, should we expect more of that going forward?
Yes and yes. It'll take a long time. I mean, you know, you're probably referencing in particular the Japan-EU deal that just got inked. The impact that's going to have is going to be marginal and long term. But, you know, when the United States doesn't do the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was Trump's first big foreign policy move once he became president, those countries that would have been more deeply aligned with the United States on more advanced trade standards, like on services, for example, and on data, that doesn't happen. And instead, they do lower standard deals. And again, they do them with other countries and increasingly with the Chinese, which will surpass the United States as the world's largest economy in the next 10 years. So, I mean, it's not like you have Trump as president 20 years ago when, if it wasn't the United States, other countries really didn't have choices. There are choices out there right now. They're not preferred choices, but Trump's doing everything possible to make them look increasingly attractive. And the real issue here is that while there's no challenge to the U.S. economy for attractiveness today, it's the world's largest economy. We have the world's reserve currency. We're the world's largest food producer. We're about to be the world's largest energy producer, and the economy is doing really well. It's very unlikely to maintain that level of dominance over the next 10 years when you have this kind of self-inflicted damage done by the United States.
Ian Bremmer, founder of Eurasia Group, thanks so much.
My pleasure.